He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. It is Friday, the February 22nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. The tide is coming in today. We've got an incoming tide in the market. Maybe we've hit high tide for the day. I don't know. But as of right now, the Dow is up 115 points, which works out to 0.4%. And the Dow is ever so close to 26,000 once again. It's at 25,965, just 35 points away from 26,000, where it's been before in its past. And not too far back in its recent past. The S&P 500 is up 10 points. That works out to 0.4%. The S&P is at 2785. The NASDAQ above 7,500 again. We're up 42 points on the NASDAQ. 7502. The NASDAQ doing best of all. It's up 0.6%. Russell 2000 small caps, it's up 0.5%. 1582 crude oil, we got a winner there today, up 55 cents, that's up 1%. Crude oil is at 57.51, as I guess prospects for global growth looking a little rosier right now than they did back in November and December. And also, we may get some good news, more good news, out of the trade talks that are going on again today in Washington. Gold's up $3.60 per ounce, $1,331. Silver's up 6 cents to $1,586. And we've got the 10-year at 2.66. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live from Charleston, South Carolina. Nice sunny day, big billowy clouds, tide coming in on the market. It's Friday. Hey, what could be better? It's all good so far. Of course, it's all about where the market closes. Well, yesterday we kind of had a nasty spill. Well, not that nasty. I mean, it wasn't one of these 400 or 500 point down days like we had in the weeks leading up to Christmas. But yesterday we had a little bit of weak U.S. economic data. Pretty much I think that was the cause for the drop. It was the worst drop in the S&P in 2 weeks, and it brought to a screeching halt the NASDAQ's 8-session win streak. And today, as they look back, the pundits are blaming it on weaker-than-expected durable goods orders. That pretty much set the mood on Wall Street yesterday. But remember, they're going back to December now with these reports because of the government shutdown. The energy stocks also had a bad day yesterday. Actually, the technology stocks kind of fought back towards the end of the day. And the bond market had a very bad day, I noticed, yesterday also. Well, today we're back up once again, pretty much gaining back what we lost yesterday. What's being given the credit here? Well, let's see. President Trump is set to meet with China's top trade official, Liu He. Today, with only a week left until the temporary truce between the two nations expire. Of course, that's March 1st. And earlier this week, President Trump also made it clear that, March 1st isn't a hard deadline. You know how it is. You tell your kids, look, 8 p.m. dead. That is bedtime. No ifs, ands, or buts. Well, I know how to play that game. I used to tell my mom, well, what about 8:05? What about 8:15? And she'd be lucky to get me in the sack by 8:30. You know, that's just the way that works. Well, anyways, we'll see how that works out. European Union Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström also sounded an upbeat note on the potential. Underline that word potential for a U.S. trade deal as the European Union tries to keep at bay the threat of American automotive tariffs. So, yeah, Europe is watching the proceedings very, very closely because guess who's next with trade negotiations? The European Union. Good day in the markets, the international markets overnight. China was up almost 2%. Let's take a look at that FXI. That's the proxy I use. That's the large cap China. It's breaking out today. Oh, that's a pretty sight. Let's check on Baba. Baba's breaking out today, too, to a new 52-week high. So China, very, very vibrant today. London was up 0.4%. Let's call Europe up 0.4%, about the same as the U.S., is at the current time. Well, the earnings season winding down now, fewer and fewer companies reporting on a daily basis, and a lot of, kind of outer limits type stocks, not those core Dow 30 or those really important S&P 500 stocks, the Apples, the Amazons of the world. We're starting to get the periphery of the market reporting in, but they're still important. They're part of that S&P 500. I will be updating my numbers. That's an extremely important update. Will give us a clue as to where this market may be headed going forward. Remember, earnings have been going up now for 9 straight years. Will this be the 10th straight year? And will next year be the 11th straight year? That, to me, is the most critical factor, the most critical number of all. The earnings for this year, earnings for next year, both anticipated earnings, expected earnings, and the actual earnings that are reported. Well, the Atlanta Fed trims its estimate for the quarter that's now being reported, GDP growth to 1.4%. Okay, we're still waiting for that number. We haven't gotten it yet. We get it, I think, maybe next week. Atlanta Fed trims its estimate for Q4 2018, GDP growth to 1.4 from 1.5, reflecting a lower expectation for business investment in equipment. Okay. In the meantime, if you're looking to refinance or buy a home, the 30-year mortgage drops to its lowest rate in over a year. Okay, get out there. Buy a home. The average 30-year fixed mortgage, 4.35% for the week ending February 21st. That's down 4.37, down from 4.37% last week, and a year ago it was at 4.4%. So there you go. Call your local mortgage guy or your real estate broker. Tell them you're in the market. You're looking. The 5-year Treasury indexed hybrid adjustable rate mortgage averaged 3.84%. That compares to 3.65 a year ago. Well, short-term rates have moved up a little bit more, which has also narrowed that yield curve. But the yield curve still is not an inverted yield curve. We're going to get some Fed speak today, not only from our Fed, but we'll also get some Fed speak from Mario Draghi, who is the ECB, European Central Bank president today. His words will be parsed out during the day. And we have 5 U.S. Fed officials speaking at events in New York. That's probably the second biggest factor in the market. Number one, earnings, earnings, earnings. Number two, the Fed, the Fed, the Fed. 3-month delay for Brexit. Current Brexit discussions suggest Theresa May will ask the EU for a 3-month delay to the March 29th. You see these deadlines? They just keep kicking the can down the road. Do deadlines mean anything anymore? There is a hard deadline, March 29th, Brexit deadline. But now it looks like a 3-month delay because they just can't work out some kind of a divorce agreement. As the two sides continue to go at it, European Union's heels are dug in, and Theresa May's high heels are dug in at the current time. Well, boy, that's shocking news today on one of Warren Buffett's top holdings. How about that? And I've got one of the biggest winners in the, two of the biggest winners in the market today. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
The peach trees are blossoming here in South Carolina, and the crack of the bat can be heard at spring training facilities all across this great land. That must mean that it's time for the annual Financial Fest in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's right. Put Saturday, March 16th on your calendar. Bill Gunderson will once again be one of the headline speakers at the Embassy Suites Convention Center in Scottsdale. He'll also be running a booth at the annual event. Come by and meet the team. Bill's new all-star financial planner will be making his major league debut. You may also be one of the winners for dinner for two at Bill's favorite restaurant anywhere. It's right there in the Phoenix area. Bill and Bart will also be available to meet with you personally on Monday and Tuesday, March 18th and 19th. If you'd like to grab one of the few spots that Bill has left for a personal one-on-one meeting to discuss your financial needs, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also visit our website at GundersonCapital.com to book your appointment now.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Pass the macaroni and cheese, please. Look at this. Kraft Heinz getting clobbered here today. I would say that's a soggy stock for sure. That is a stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. Doesn't look like it's a very good company either. Kraft Heinz misses their earnings by 10 cents. They miss on revenues. Big shortfall here. But worse yet, this is the real cheese on the macaroni here, is after hours, they disclosed an SEC probe, and they're going to have to write down $15.4 billion related to previous acquisitions. Said it received an SEC subpoena as part of an investigation into the company's accounting policies. Uh-oh. Have the bean counters been following all the rules? Kraft Heinz, C, or KHC, is also a big, big holding at Berkshire Hathaway. Our friend Warren Buffett. It's a $43 billion company headquartered in Pittsburgh. Kraft Foods out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, PA. And the stock right now is down 28%. 28%. That's just shocking. It really is. For a big consumer staple, dividend-paying stock, to be down 28%, you just don't see that very often. I don't think Kraft is a member of the Dow. If it was, we'd be seeing the Dow down a lot more. Dow not doing as well as it is today. Yeah, it is not a member. I think there was a time when Kraft was a member of the Dow. I could be wrong on that. But it's not a member of the Dow. It is a member of the S&P 500, however. And that's why you see weaker performance in the S&P 500 today than the other two indexes, where Kraft is not. Kraft is not in the Dow. And let me just see if it's in the NASDAQ 100. That would be interesting. It could be. There are some companies in that NASDAQ 100 that you wouldn't think would be in there, but they are. KHC is not. Yes, it is. It's a member of the NASDAQ. How about that? So it's having an impact on the NASDAQ also. It says that the write-down of big-name brands is a striking acknowledgement that changing consumers' taste have destroyed the value of some of the company's key assets. We're talking Oscar Mayer here and Kraft Foods. That these brands are not what they used to be. And this is also rocking the entire food sector. General Mills down 4%. Campbell's Soup down 3.5%. I like bean with bacon. J.M. Smucker down 2.2%. Kellogg, Mondelez, all down today. Now, as far as Mr. Buffett goes, his $15.7 billion investment in Kraft is down to $12.9 billion today. He's down about almost $3 billion today on his Kraft investment. on this news that not only did they miss their earnings, but they have received a subpoena from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Let's see how Berkshire Hathaway is doing today. Last time I looked, it was down about 1%. Even Warren has some losers from time to time. Berkshire Hathaway is down almost 2% right now on a day when the market is up 0.5%. Another big spill. This time it's at stamps.com. I have actually owned this stock in the past because it is an online retailer. But I haven't owned it for quite some time. Stamps.com loses their partnership with the U.S. Postal Service. That's not good. Get this, the stock is down 114 points or 58%. I want to say Stamps.com is in iBuy, the online retailer, but iBuy is down. It's being impacted, no question. iBuy is down 0.25% this morning. The market's up 0.5%. So that Stamp.com position hurting iBuy this morning. They not only missed their earnings, they not only lost their biggest customer in the U.S. Post Office, but now their CEO announced his retirement. Now, was that a forced retirement or did he retire on his own? He says, well, we may be suffering a little bit of short-term pain here, but we believe it's overwhelmingly in our best interest to end our partnership with the U.S. Postal Service, its biggest customer. Okay, before I get to, I have two very large winners today. I want to get to one that got hit yesterday. Yesterday, Domino's Pizza got hit 9.2%. Today, Oppenheimer is stepping up to the plate here, or the pizza box, and recommending Domino's Pizza following yesterday's slide. I agree with them. After today's pullback, which would be yesterday's pullback, and muted earnings revisions, Domino's appears valued at 23 times forward PE. This could represent another attractive entry point for a company that remains positioned to drive best-in-class comps and retail sales growth, writes the analyst team led by Brian Bittner. Well, I agree. My target price is pretty hefty on Domino's. I don't know that it's recovering any of its 9% loss yesterday, but I did step up to the plate yesterday. New clients that have come in the last month or so who did not own any shares of Domino's, I did step up to the plate and buy shares for them. Domino's is up 1.5% today. And as of yet, I have not done any revisions lower to my five-year target price on Domino's, which is a very hefty. Let me see where Domino's target price is right now. I have a five-year target price of $500 per share, which is about half of where the stock is today. Now, we'll see when the dust clears, when the smoke settles, when the mozzarella all lands back on the pizza. We'll find out how many pepperonis short they were of a full pizza, and we'll revise our target price if needs be. But right now, I like the valuation. Believe it or not, this is one of the best performing stocks over the last 10 years. 47% per year delivery to your door, to your portfolio by DPZ over the last 10 years. No guarantees going forward. That's their batting average over the last 10 years. It's mellowed out recently. A 9.9% sell-off yesterday looks like a buying opportunity to Oppenheimer. And I would tend to agree there. Now, when we come back, I've got a stock that is exploding to the upside today. It is a disruptive son of a gun. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
The peach trees are blossoming here in South Carolina, and the crack of the bat can be heard at spring training facilities all across this great land. That must mean that it's time for the annual Financial Fest in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's right. Put Saturday, March 16th on your calendar. Bill Gunderson will once again be one of the headline speakers at the Embassy Suites Convention Center in Scottsdale. He'll also be running a booth at the annual event. Come by and meet the team. Bill's new all-star financial planner will be making his major league debut. You may also be one of the winners for dinner for two at Bill's favorite restaurant anywhere. It's right there in the Phoenix area. Bill and Bart will also be available to meet with you personally on Monday and Tuesday, March 18th and 19th. If you'd like to grab one of the few spots that Bill has left for a personal one-on-one meeting to discuss your financial needs, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also visit our website at GundersonCapital.com to book your appointment now.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Hey,
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the Gunderson Capital team is packing its bags for our 2019 North American Tour. Of course, Scottsdale on March 16th will be our first stop. I've heard they've had some real wild weather there in Scottsdale recently. Hail, ice storms, snow in the mountains. 98 degrees instead of the usual 112. Baseball season being held up there in the spring training, but we will be there March the 16th. And then in April, we'll be in Dallas, Texas. And in May, it will be Sarasota. And in June, it will be Minneapolis, St. Paul. And then we're looking at Seattle and Atlanta after that. And each city visit will include an evening workshop and a chance to meet personally with myself, Bill Gunderson, and my compadre, not San Diego Padre, that's Manny Machado. He made too much money for me, although I'm going to see if he needs any help with his Roth IRA now that he's got a contract for $300 million. Well, Bart Bailey will be traveling with me on the trip. He hails from St. Paul, Minnesota. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. And Bart is on the phone right now checking in from the Twin City. Bart, how do the Twins look this year?
God, I hope they're a little better than they have been. So, fun atmosphere there, but it'd be nice to put a team in there that makes the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, over the years, the Twins and the Padres have had very similar types of years. Yeah. You know, cellar dwellers is would be the word. Now, okay, you're going to be meeting. You and I will be sitting across the table from folks in Scottsdale, Dallas, Sarasota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Seattle, and Atlanta in coming months. What's a good question that you can answer? What is a question that someone should bring to you as a planner, or something you learned at Fidelity, what not to do or what to do? Give us a little advice there, Bart.
Yeah, I think what I've seen is these road shows are filling up real quick. What I would say to clients or potential clients out there, in order to get ahead of the game, having a conversation before we're out there, you know, to get your situation down, to understand what you're looking to accomplish, we can make the most effective use of the time because we do fill up real fast. I can be reached directly at bart@gundersoncapital.com. Or you can call me directly at 619-452-1426. I've been having a lot of great conversations with clients for the Arizona trip already, understanding their needs, what they're looking for, and really just getting ahead of the game so that we can make the most effective use of our time and you have the most opportunity to ask Bill any questions that you have that I can't answer personally. So it's been a lot of fun getting to know clients and potential clients around the country, but we're really, you know, honing in on the Arizona market right now and trying to provide as much value as we can.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a good time of year to visit Arizona. It's not triple digits yet. And, of course, there's a little baseball going on there. So the crack of the bat can be heard while we're meeting with folks in Scottsdale. And, of course, Bart has had a long run there with Fidelity Investments, and you were part of the Fidelity has a pretty big presence there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and of course you pretty much were touting and selling their product, which was an asset allocation product, which is pretty much the way our industry has gone. Would you say that is a correct statement, Bart?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest benefit we can bring is, you know, have an active management with yourself and the way that we really try to protect clients on the downside. You know, we analyze the markets, we analyze the economic environment. You know, we've been successful in helping clients protect what they've earned. And, you know, I think, you know, having clients understand that we're looking out for their best interest, we're trying to help them accomplish their goals. And, for clients that are looking for that active management downside protection. You know, I kind of echo what you said. You know, you don't find too many firms out there that are doing what we're doing. We're specialized, we're nimble, we're very up to date with what we're doing and our strategies. So, you know, having a conversation around that, you know, is always beneficial for clients, just to see that there are other opportunities for them other than, you know, a traditional asset allocation model. But for a lot of clients, you know, we find a niche that we can fit for them or a small part of their portfolio that they want to put with us. And we're able to serve their needs in a way that they haven't been able to find before. So that's exciting, you know, having a product that really isn't out there. You know, you have that's your right. signature on it, and we do the best we can with it.
You know, I did a little study. I've seen some asset allocation portfolios that have come to me recently, and I looked at them and did the math on what they would have done during the sell-off late last year. Now, the market went down 20.2% from October 2nd to December 24th. I looked at a very typical asset allocation portfolio. It would have went down between 10 to 12% during that same period of time. So you may not go down as much on the downside, but when the market turns around like it has and really goes up, you also lag pretty badly. And it just seems to me that asset allocation is built to do 4 to 5% a year over time with very little volatility and very little hands-on, you know, active management by the managers. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yeah, that's definitely accurate. I think, you know, again, it's really made for the masses out there, for people that are looking to, you know, understand, you know, if they have a traditional portfolio 60-40, they, you know, they think that's good enough for them, where I think, you know, we try to challenge that strategy and understand that there's still portions of clients' money that need that long-term opportunity for growth. And, you know, unless you're in equities, you know, long-term performance on those have always outpaced the traditional asset allocation. So trying to understand what parts of clients' money they need short-term, mid-term, long-term really helps us determine what areas we can help them in and what portfolios could be most appropriate for them here at Gunderson Capital.
Absolutely. Okay, what's your email again?
Yeah, definitely. So I can be reached directly at bart@gundersoncapital.com. Feel free to, you know, just message me. I'll reach out to you if you want. If you want to attach your statement, you know, give us a little background to what you're looking for. You know, I'll do some analysis of it and get back to you as soon as I can. Or if you simply just want to reach me directly, I can be reached at 619-452-1426.
Okay, Bart. That's Bart Bailey. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again on Monday, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks.
All right. That's Bart Bailey, who is my representative there in the Minnesota. But he covers the whole nation. We're a nationwide firm. We have a little different model. You know, Amazon kind of broke the mold, right? Amazon doesn't have a bricks and mortar store in every city across America. They have a centralized location, and they, you know, deliver right to your doorstep. And that's the model that I've built with Gunderson Capital Management. We don't have a bricks and mortar store in every city. Instead, I'm here, Gunderson Capital in South Carolina is where I'm headquartered, and that's where I do all of the money management. And we travel around the city, so you get a chance to meet with us personally. But we do 98% of our business talking to you either over the phone. We can do it with Zoom if you want to make sure, you know, that I'm who I am, if you want to see who you're dealing with. Or if you want to wait till we come to your city and really get down and meet with us and see what we're all about, that's also possible, too, as we tour North America this year. But it really helps, you know, for us to really understand every situation is unique. There's one thing I've learned in this business: there's no two situations that are alike. They're all unique. And we try to match you up and fit you with the best situation possible. And you don't even have to leave home, okay? You don't have to go to some big tall building and try to fight for a parking place and drive down there and fight traffic and step over the homeless people, which have become a real problem in San Diego for sure. I'm not saying I don't have sympathy for the homeless people, but to just let them lay all over the streets and shoot up drugs, and I think there's a better way to handle that. So we do business differently. We use the Amazon model, which I think is the model that is best suited for today's world. Okay, when we come back, I got a big winner in the Ultra Growth Portfolio, and I've got a big winner in the Income Portfolio. Stay tuned for those. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The peach trees are blossoming here in South Carolina, and the crack of the bat can be heard at spring training facilities all across this great land. That must mean that it's time for the annual Financial Fest in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's right. Put Saturday, March 16th on your calendar. Bill Gunderson will once again be one of the headline speakers at the Embassy Suites Convention Center in Scottsdale. He'll also be running a booth at the annual event. Come by and meet the team. Bill's new all-star financial planner will be making his Major League debut. You may also be one of the winners for dinner for two at Bill's favorite restaurant anywhere. It's right there in the Phoenix area. Bill and Bart will also be available to meet with you personally on Monday and Tuesday, March 18th and 19th. If you'd like to grab one of the few spots that Bill has left for a personal one-on-one meeting to discuss your financial needs, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also visit our website at GundersonCapital.com to book your appointment now.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I can tell you that my experience has been that the appointments that we have while we're in the cities, they're always sold out. We have never gone to a city yet where every available appointment was not sold out. So if you're in one of the cities, you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. To get on the reservation list, whether it's Scottsdale, Dallas, and then Sarasota after that. I'll be doing a workshop again this time in Sarasota, looking to get back to the Hyatt Regency. We had a great workshop there a couple years ago, and I'm looking forward to doing that again. That will be in May down in Sarasota. So if you'd like to make an appointment, reserve a seat to meet with Gunderson and Bailey, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can make an appointment request online at GundersonCapital.com. Let's go to California, the trade desk. Well, that's the desk that the Padres were working from, I guess, when they signed Manny Machado. Well, there's a company called the Trade Desk. TTD is the symbol. $8.2 billion after today's $45 move. This stock is up $45 per share, and it's in my roster. I own 20 stocks in my ultra growth portfolio. One of them is the Trade Desk, TTD. How did I find this stock? I found it using my app, Best Stocks Now. Here's a company that came public back in, they came public in $18 per share in September of 2016. Today it's $195 per share. What do they do? It's a self-service platform. In fact, you can go to thetradedesk.com and purchase all kinds of advertising. You can do connected TV advertising, audio advertising, mobile advertising, digital advertising, native advertising, video advertising, and buy spots, design spots right online. They have a Gunderson-like model. I don't have to drive down to an advertising agency and meet with their creative people and then talk about a media buy. This can all be done online, which is a huge trend in today's world. You see, I don't have bricks and mortar offices all over America. No, we can handle it. You can do it right from your armchair. Have a discussion with Bart or myself at your leisure, at your convenience. The Trade Desk, TTD, is probably the biggest winner in the market today. And it is a stock that I own in my ultra growth portfolio, which is up about 21%. That's the one that is fully invested, long-term capital gains, pedal to the metal, without stop losses and things like that. That thing is really out of the blocks very quickly. It's invested in 20 different ultra growth, aggressive growth stocks, like the Trade Desk, which is flying today, TTD. The Trade Desk, over the last 5 years, their earnings growth has been 69% per year. The other winner that I have today is in the growth and income portfolio. You know, you can be a bit creative in that dividend paying arena. You don't have to be buying these big consumer staple stocks like IBM and Philip Morris, that AT&T, that have 5% dividend yields. I see articles written all day long on Seeking Alpha about stocks that offer big 4, 5, 6, 9% dividend yields. From my experience, that means there's something wrong with the company. They have a growth issue. They're not growing anymore. It's hard to get capital appreciation on top of that dividend without growth. Therefore, I have a hybrid dividend and income portfolio. I'm willing to accept a lower dividend yield. I want companies that are still vibrant, are still relative, are still current, are still growing and thriving. Let me give you an example. I own Intuit in my growth and income portfolio. When I bought it, it paid a dividend yield of about 1%. But they've been growing their earnings by 17% per year. You see, a stock kind of crosses over a line. They kind of go through their evolution from an idea to venture capital startup to a private placement to an IPO to a growth company. Look at where the Trade Desk is in its current evolution. Intuit is much further down the road. Hopefully the Trade Desk gets there someday. We don't know about that. Intuit's now a $65 billion company. But even an Intuit starts to decelerate in earnings, and they start to offer a dividend yield. And that's why I own Intuit in my growth and income portfolio. Intuit is having a very good day also. They beat earnings by 14 cents. They beat on revenue. The stock is up $14 per share today to up 6.2%. Not a recommendation, just an example of the kind of tributaries and nooks and crannies of the market that we go down to find what we consider to be best stocks now for their individual categories, okay? Big difference between a dividend-paying large cap and a small cap high-growth stock. We try to find the best in each category. That's where I come in. I believe in trying to find the very best to put on the field in each of these categories. I'm the general manager. I try to do as little trading as possible. I try to get this team to work together and to achieve some good results. Well, we're off to a terrific start here in 2019. It's time to have a conversation with a cutting-edge firm that's doing something different than the mundane that all the rest are doing. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Bart at GundersonCapital.com, Bill at GundersonCapital.com. Let's have a conversation. And
this
have
show
a very
is not
good
a
day.
Solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.